This is CRI News. I'm Paul James. The annual debate of this year's UN General Assembly has come to an end. More than 130 heads of state and government, as well as ministers, delivered their views on regional and international affairs. General Assembly President John Ash says member states are responsible for the implementation of action by working to create a post-2015 development agenda. Week-long general debate, which opened on September 24th, has provided the heads of state an opportunity to weigh in on the shape of the world's development strategy. When it comes to the situation in Syria, many delegations express concerns about the dire humanitarian situation. Many have called for a negotiated solution at a forthcoming conference in Geneva. North Korea has issued a new call for the dismantling of the UN command on the Korean Peninsula. The DPRK contends the use of the United Nations name is an abuse of the organization. A statement has been made to the now-closed General Assembly in New York. A North Korean official has described the UN command in Korea as an outdated abuse of the name of the United Nations. UN command was the umbrella name for the American-led coalition which fought against North Korean and Chinese troops during the Korean War from 1950 to 1953. The UN command still exists on the Korean Peninsula, though it is made up almost exclusively of U.S. and South Korean troops. Israel's prime minister says his country will never allow Iran to get a nuclear weapon. At the same time, Benjamin Netanyahu is dismissing the new Iranian president's charm offensive as a ruse. Netanyahu has told the UN General Assembly that Israel's future is threatened by a nuclear-armed Iran and is calling on the international community to maintain sanctions against Iran. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif is calling Netanyahu a liar who requires deception to promote his policies. Iran continues to insist its nuclear program is for civilian purposes only. U.S. President Barack Obama has issued a new statement pointing the finger at House Republicans for the current federal government shutdown. At the same time, Obama is also moving to defend his signature health care law known as Obamacare. Obama says Republicans in Congress chose the government shutdown that did not have to happen, as he puts it. Obama has made the comments from a televised speech from the Rose Garden at the White House. The U.S. government went into partial shutdown on Monday after lawmakers were unable to come up with a new federal budget. This has left hundreds of thousands of U.S. federal and government employees without work. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has announced a new plan to increase the national sales tax in a bid to cut down the country's runaway debt. This will be the first tax increase in Japan since 1997. It's estimated the tax increase will help the Japanese government raise over $80 billion a year. Meanwhile, to avoid a spending slump, Abe is also set to announce an economic stimulus package worth around 5 trillion yen or more. The International Criminal Court has issued an arrest warrant for Ivorian politician Charles Bli Gould. The 40-year-old is wanted by the ICC for alleged crimes against humanity during the violence in Cote d'Ivoire back in 2010. Post-election violence in that country left over 3,000 people dead after ex-president Laurent Gbagbo refused to accept defeat. Bleu Gould denies leading the pro-Gbagbo militia attacks. Official statistics showing that China's factory activity has hit its highest level in some 17 months through September. China's Purchasing Managers Index for the manufacturing sector has come in at 51.1 in September, marking the third consecutive monthly increase. Manufacturing PMI was 51 back in August. Any reading above 50 indicates expansion. The latest rebound signal comes amid the increase of new overseas business, particularly from Europe and the United States, for the first time in 6 months. China's public transportation network has been seeing its travel peak as the 7-day National Day holiday gets underway. Passengers are cramming into lobbies of railway stations across this country. China's railway network is expected to carry more than 10 million people during the holiday. Highways are also witnessing a big surge in traffic. The Chinese government scrapping the expressway tolls for cars with 7 seats or fewer during the holiday. Handle the sudden surge of crowds, tourist attractions have taken various measures such as adding more ticket offices. The peak expected to last until Saturday. That's the latest from CRI News. I'm Paul James.